Everyone is talking about anxiety these days. No small wonder why. You might be shocked to discover that back in 2017, the World Health Organization released global health estimates for depression and other common mental disorders, stating that 264 million people were living with anxiety disorders worldwide. That was back in 2017. Things have escalated since then. A study published in The Lancet in 2021 estimated an additional 76.2 million cases of anxiety disorders have developed globally since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. In fact, depression and anxiety have been ranked in the top 25 leading causes of health problems worldwide. If you also struggle with anxiety, you are not alone, nor are you abnormal. The bad news is that these numbers appear to be rising, and medical systems don't seem to be keeping up, let alone supporting wellness. How many people are stuck on wait lists to see counselors and psychologists for 12 months and counting? How many people have been dismissed by a doctor who says the problem is just anxiety, then sent off with a pack of pills and the suggestion of counseling? Perhaps this has been your experience, too. Something needs to change, and people need help. But failing medical systems are only a tiny part of the problem with our mental health. The waitlist you might find yourself on is not the cause of your anxiety. Sure, it may make things worse, but our problematic mental health systems are not the root causes of our issues. Anxiety is on the rise because of our perception of it. Anxiety has received a bad rap. I would go so far as to say that anxiety is one of the most misunderstood emotions that we experience, and it is our misunderstanding of anxiety, combined with our general fear and intolerance of uncomfortable experiences, that drives our anxious states. When you have been raised in a culture that does not know what to do with big feelings, anxiety can feel downright terrifying. Many people view big, messy feelings as a vulnerability and a weakness. Their view has likely been caused and reinforced by social norms and parenting styles. When we use statements such as "dry your eyes," "man up," or "put your big girl panties on," our parenting books have suggested ignoring tantrums and allowing children to cry it out, which implies that feelings aren't valid, and that if parents correctly train their children, then their children will behave better. What does this lead to? The belief that having big feelings and expressing them is bad behavior, instead of just a normal, healthy part of being human. And the perception is passed on generation after generation. Is it any wonder why we have so much generational trauma when so many of us have been trained from a young age to suppress, ignore, or rage against our own emotions? No wonder adults are so afraid of their own emotional worlds.